Today is the 1st of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrowed.co.uk, or you can click all the links in the episode notes. Everything's there. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. In you alone we put our hope. God the Father, creator and sustainer, who gives all things, seen and unseen. In you alone we put our hope. God the Son, Saviour and Redeemer, who died for our sins and rose again. In you alone we put our hope, God the Spirit, Teacher and Comforter, who moves us to sing, Our God Reigns. Triune God, three in one, in you alone we put our hope. 2 Samuel 20, verse 21. That's not the case. But a man of the hill country of Ephraim called Sheba, son of Bichri, has lifted up his hand against King David. Give him up alone, and I will withdraw from the city. The woman said to Joab, his head will be thrown over the wall to you. In our passage today, the fires of rebellion haven't been put out yet. Absalom's coup is over, but now we have another uprising. This time, from the family of Saul, a man by the name of Sheba, son of Bichri. And it further illustrates the friction between the northern tribes and Judah. So Joab and the armies of Judah pursue Sheba to a city called Abel Beth Ma'aka, where they lay siege to it. And a wise woman has a conversation with Joab about not destroying the city. And so Sheba is killed by the folk in the city and the siege is over. And the question I face is it ever right to sacrifice one person for the needs of the many? And if the answer is yes, under what circumstances? Now, this is different from one person bravely sacrificing themselves. Jesus makes it clear that there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. But this isn't that. You see, I can't imagine Sheba willingly having his head chopped off to save Abel Beth Ma'aka. Rather, this is a pragmatic approach to a big problem. And while, yeah, I can see the merit, I'm not entirely sure this is the best way forward. And it's interesting that the Talmudic tradition condemns the behavior of the wise woman by establishing the principle that a community may not save itself by sacrificing an individual unless the original demand was for a specified individual and that specified individual must be deserving of death due to the crime committed. So how do we apply this to ourselves? Well, I think, in simple terms, we cannot throw people under the bus to save ourselves, no matter how tempting it is to do so. We're never going to find ourselves in a siege where we have to offer up someone as a sacrificial lamb. But we are likely going to find ourselves in a situation where we may think we need a scapegoat. And I think the godly way forward is to take the hit ourselves. Because sacrificing ourselves for our own benefit demonstrates an incredible depth of selfishness. And that is not the sacrificial love we are called to demonstrate. That's not the love we see in Jesus that we read about in Philippians 2. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 20. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel 20. Now a scoundrel named Sheba, son of Bichri, a Benjaminite, happened to be there. He sounded the trumpet and cried out, "We have no portion in David, no share in the son of Jesse. Everyone to your tents, O Israel." So all the people of Israel withdrew from David and followed Sheba, son of Bichri. But the people of Judah followed their king steadfastly from the Jordan to Jerusalem. David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 concubines whom he had left to look after the house and put them in a house under guard and provided for them, but did not go into them. So they were shut up until the day of their death, living as if in widowhood. Then the king said to Amasa, "Call the men of Judah together to me within 3 days, and be here yourself." So Amasa went to summon Judah, but he delayed beyond the set time that had been appointed for him. David said to Abishai, "Now Sheba son of Bichri will do us more harm than Absalom. Take your lord's servants and pursue him, or he will find fortified cities for himself and escape from us." Joab's men went out after him, along with the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and all the warriors. They went out from Jerusalem to pursue Sheba son of Bichri. When they were at the large stone that is in Gibeon, Amasa came to meet them. Now Joab was wearing a soldier's garment, and over it was a belt with a sword in its sheath fastened at his waist. As he went forward, it fell out. Joab said to Amasa, "Is it well with you, my brother?" And Joab took Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa did not notice the sword in Joab's hand. Joab struck him in the belly, so that his entrails poured out on the ground and he died. He did not strike a second blow. Then Joab and his brother Abishai pursued Sheba, son of Bichri. And one of Joab's men took his stand by Amasa and said, "Whoever favors Joab and whoever is for David, let him follow Joab." Amasa lay wallowing in his blood on the highway. And the man saw that all the people were stopping. Since he saw that all who came by him were stopping, he carried Amasa from the highway into a field and threw a garment over him. Once he was removed from the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue Sheba, son of Bichri. Sheba passed through all the tribes of Israel to Abel of Beth Ma'akah, and all the Bichrites assembled and followed him inside. Joab's forces came and besieged him in Abel of Beth Ma'akah. They threw a siege ramp against the city, and it stood against the rampart. Joab's forces were battering the wall to break it down. Then a wise woman called from the city, "Listen, listen, tell Joab, come here, I want to speak to you." He came near her, and the woman said, "Are you Joab?" He answered, "I am." Then she said to him, "Listen to the words of your servant." He answered, "I am listening." Then she said, "They used to say in the old days, let them inquire at Abel, and so they would settle a matter. I am one of those who are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city that is a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the heritage of the Lord?" Joab answered, "Far be it from me, far be it that I should swallow up and destroy. That is not the case. But a man of the hill country of Ephraim called Sheba, son of Bichri, has lifted up his hand against King David. Give him up alone, and I will withdraw from the city." The woman said to Joab, "His head will be thrown over the wall to you." Then the woman went to all the people with her wise plan, and they cut off the head of Sheba, son of Bichri, and threw it out to Joab. So he blew the trumpet, and they dispersed from the city, and all went to their homes while Joab returned to Jerusalem, to the king. Now Joab was in command of all the army of Israel. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was in command of the Cherethites and the Pelethites. Adoram was in charge of the forced labor. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the recorder. Sheva was secretary. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. And Ira the Jairat was also David's priest. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about those bits of scripture that have caught our attention. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, as a prayer for our local church. Let's pray, shall we? Loving Heavenly Father, we come with joy and thanksgiving in our hearts, and we pray for our church. We know that we would not have made it this far without your grace and your Holy Spirit. And for that, we thank you for your guidance and mercy. We're grateful to you, God, for blessing us in all aspects of our church. We pray that we continue to be a blessing to others, pleasing in your eyes. You've called us to be your children, and we are one body. So that we pray that you let love and humility dominate our hearts, so that we can be of one mind and soul. Through our unity, Lord, help us to fulfill our calling. May our humility and unity bring you glory. Open our eyes to your vision for our church. Give us a glimpse of your kingdom here. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray. So until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.